This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to the newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela via video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The newly recruited candidates will be joining various ministries and departments, including the Ministry of Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Department of Financial Services, Department of Higher Education, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Tamil Nadu is ready for a change of government. He said that the DMK regime has failed to deliver development and is marked by corruption, crime and dynastic politics. Addressing a public meeting at Manduranthakam in Chengalpattu district of Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister said the NDA government had allocated 11 lakh crore rupees to Tamil Nadu over the past 11 years for development. Earlier, the Prime Minister launched various developmental projects and flagged off four new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. He launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and dispersed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, the Prime Minister said the NDA government is investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation and health care.
Kerala ke vikas ke liye kendra sarkar ke prayason ko nayi gati mili hai. Kerala mein rail connectivity aur sasakt hui hai. Thiruvananthapuram ko desh ka bada startup hub banane ke liye pehal hui hai. PM Swanidhi credit card launch kiya gaya hai. Isse desh bhar ke redi, thele, footpath par kaam karne wale saathiyon ko labh hoga.
The global equipment manufacturers are looking towards India to establish a base due to the country's design capabilities, large talent pool and the consistent policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this while interacting with the media during his visit to Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography ASML headquarters in the Netherlands. A United Nations report has said that the foreign direct investment FDI inflows to India in 2025 surged by 73% to $47 billion. The report attributed the surge in the FDI to the policies aimed at integrating the country into global supply chains and large investments in services and manufacturing. Government has selected 5 companies under the Production-Linked Incentive White Goods Scheme. The Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry stated that these 5 companies are expected to achieve a total production of over 8,300 crore rupees and generate 1,799 additional direct jobs by 2027-28. Amid rising tensions over the special intensive revision SIR process of the West Bengal's voter list, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer has instructed to all the district administrators to file an immediate FIR if any law and order disturbances takes place during hearings or the revision process. The directive also makes it clear that hearings may be suspended indefinitely if required. The order was given citing the Supreme Court's order of 19th January. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare resolved 815 grievances of super senior citizens and family pensioners during a pension adalat held recently. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions informed that a total of over 1,000 grievances from 30 ministries and departments. It added that a follow-up meeting to review pending cases was held on 16th of this month. Preparations for 77th Republic Day Parade celebrations are in full swing in the national capital. A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day Parade took place in Kartavya Path in the national capital amid rainfall. The rehearsal showcased India's rich heritage, military prowess and cultural diversity. And the United States has officially left the World Health Organization, WHO, citing the organization's inefficient bureaucracy, mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and failures inflicted upon the American people. And that is the end of this news bulletin.